All right, a quick, beautiful review of the Netivot Shalom on this week's Parsha, Parshat Noach. Netivot Shalom asks a story about the story of the Tower of Babel. It's a very perplexing story. At the end of the Parsha, we have these group of people that are all speaking one language, and they build this large tower in the city, and the idea is to build this large tower to make a name for themselves. And Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, comes and scatters them across the world, and that's how we get different languages. He makes them have different languages, and that's the end of the story. So it's a perplexing story, because what exactly was the big deal? What's the big sin that God seems so angry? He's scattering them around. And why, if God is angry, is the name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, which is the name of Rachamim, being used, as opposed to the name of Elohim, the name of justice, which is what was used in the beginning of the Parsha? So, excellent questions the Slonim asks. The answer he suggests is that actually, it wasn't so much that they had sinned. In fact, they hadn't done anything wrong yet. But rather, they came together with bad intentions, bad characteristics. And even though they hadn't actually done anything wrong, since their intention was to just make a name for themselves, ego, so God saw what was going to come of it. It was going to be bad. And so instead of letting them get to a point where they actually sinned, he scattered them across the world. So the idea is that Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, i.e. Midas HaRachamim Hashem, is saying, I don't want to see them sin. So before they actually mess up, I'm going to get rid of the problem. So that answers our questions. How do we bring that into our life? So the Slonimer says that just like it's true that if you're with bad people, it's going to have a bad effect upon you, even if you don't even do anything bad, just being in their presence will spiritually have a negative effect on you. Similarly, just by being with good, holy people who want to do holy things, even if they haven't even done anything, just being in their presence will bring your neshama to a higher level, and you'll end up doing holier, good things. And that's why Hasidim, they just gather together as often as they can with holy people. Even if they're not doing a mitzvah, just to be together itself is a very holy thing. Certainly to be together and do mitzvahs. And the Slonimer finishes off and says, especially in Shabbos Kodesh, when automatically our neshamas are on a higher level, it's very important to be together, to learn with chavrutas, chaburas, that means groups of people, to go to shiurim. So it's always great to have personal chavrutos, which means study sessions with holy people, as opposed to just studying on your own if it's possible. Just by being in the presence of special, holy, positive people, it will bring us to a higher level. So I bless us this Shabbos to be together with holy people, to fix the mistake of the Tower of Babel. And when we're factoring into our decisions of where we should go with our jobs, with our college, with our free time, we should always try to remember this Torah of as much as possible to be in the presence of holy, happy, good people whenever possible. That is the ideal. Of course, there's times in life when we need to be leaders and go to people who are a little less holiness level in order to raise them to a higher level. That's Kedusha too. And there's for sure a time and a place for that. That's Avram Avinu. That's next week's Parsha. But in general, as often as we can, to be in the presence of holy, happy, good people. Everyone, I bless you with an amazing Shabbos Kodesh.